This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. This is the time of year when many people are spending extra money on holiday purchases. But over at the state capitol, the budget committee is working on ways to sharply reduce spending to cover a roughly $1 billion shortfall in revenue. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis has made his recommendations for where to find the savings, but lawmakers have major concerns that they aren't the right cuts or enough. Republican Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer sits on the Joint Budget Committee and says there's a lot of work to do.
How are we going to meet critical needs and also balance the budget? And don't give us this little nickel and dime kind of stuff. I mean, it's just not enough.
Colorado lawmakers are required to balance the state budget every year, no matter the cuts required to do that. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's newly elected lawmakers will begin orientation this month. Among them will be the state's first Iranian-American lawmaker. Yara Zokai is from Fort Collins and has a background as a tax attorney. She'll join a newly created caucus at the Capitol that will bring together lawmakers with heritage from North Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia, as well as Muslims.
We often do feel overlooked, and the voice of this community goes unheard. So the goal of this caucus is to uplift our community, to provide support, offer resources as needed.
State lawmakers do have a lot of new members joining them after the election. Democrats continue to hold a wide majority, but Republicans did pick up a few seats. Coming up on Morning Edition, a CPR investigation of taxpayer-funded mental health care. Almost $200 million has been spent in Denver, and the promises were big.
It's the type of thing that is a game changer.
But after reviewing CPR's reporting, the Denver auditor says something else. It's disturbing. That story is coming up in about 15 minutes. It's now 6:06 on this Monday, December 2nd. This is CPR News.